The good, the bad, the ugly. At least one good story, one bad story, and one ugly story, or more. Here's a good one. A postcard that was lost in the mail 72 years ago arrived to an Illinois post office, and officials were able to track down the still living sender of the postcard. He was 12 when he sent it. He's now 88.
Whoa.
How about that? No, sorry, 16 when he sent it. Now he's 88. He says his name's Alan Ball. He lives in Idaho now, but at the time, he wrote a postcard to his parents, Fred and Elizabeth Ball, in 1953 from the Ottawa Post Office. And it was lost in the Ottawa Post Office, fell down in a crevice for all those years, 72 years. The postmaster said, "We must find who this belongs to." So they tracked down the gentleman in Idaho, living in Idaho now, and he says he has absolutely no memory of sending that book.
Yeah, I get it.
I want you to know we were committed to finding this. I have absolutely no memory of this. You're
none, welcome. None whatsoever. He was visiting New York and sent the postcard to his parents in Ottawa. Mm-hmm. The post office in Ottawa found it 72 years later. It fell down behind a crevice.
Thank you so much.
And he says, "That's definitely my handwriting. I have zero memory of writing this postcard."
I get it.
He's 88. This was 72 years ago.
I don't remember the postcards I sent. I mean, you know, that was, I don't think people send them the way they used to. You still see postcards for sale. Mm-hmm. A lot of people will buy them and display them on their fridge with magnets. But I don't know that people send them. I mean, I'm sure some still do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, my parents have stashed. They kept everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm still going through boxes and boxes of photographs.
Yes.
And they have postcards that are things you would not. I mean, when you think of postcards, you think of Niagara Falls, New York City skyline,
right?
Waves on a beach.
Yep.
But they would, some of these postcards were from small towns. Like my mom's side of the family was from West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be like, "Here's the bank." Here's the Methodist church. And they would put that on a postcard because, you know, people didn't have cameras. People didn't have access to those kind of things.
It's a snapshot of history.
Yeah,
right,
here's a train car. Nice. Just a train going through town. Here's a mule.
It's lovely. It's very, very nice. Once I went out of town and sent a postcard back to my parents, New York, on a trip when I was in like eighth grade, Glee Club performed up in New York City. Anyway, I sent him a postcard.
Were you expecting more dap for that?
Well, I mean, it was that's out of state. That's Glee Club.
That's a command performance. Was this at Radio City?
Well, no, it was near.
Was it on Broadway?
No.
Was it off?
It was off Broadway. It was I don't even know.
Was it on one of the piers?
I don't think it was Manhattan. It was out near the wall. I know there were seagulls. Yeah.
Queens?
Yeah, I don't even think it really.
Probably not.
Staten Island?
Or
landfill?
Rochester.
Rochester?
I don't know. We made a stop in
That's
New York.
Damn near Canada.
I know we were in New York City for a time. And I bought a postcard and sent it to my parents.
"Dearest mother, I have avoided the loose women you spoke of."
Man, that was when I was walking.
"I fear bloodshed on the morrow."
I'll tell you this. Walked through Times Square, and I was...
They stole my pitch pipe.
I was right.
Yeah, you were primed for turning out.
Man.
One loco showed me how to smoke weed through my pitch pipe.
I'll tell you. Scared to death down there. There's nothing but XXX videos. Uh-huh. It was terrible. Mm-hmm.
Hustlers, good time girls.
Yeah. Prostitutes. Awful. Awful. That's not what Times Square is today.
No.
Man, that was the scariest place I'd been in my life. I couldn't believe it.
"You new in town, baby? Oh, you a boy."
13 or 14, man. That was unbelievable.
Your titties confuse me.
Terrible walk through Times Square. Awful.
It's a school issued shirt, okay?
Oh. Yeah, I think it didn't fit well. Yeah, I couldn't get the proper sizing. It was school issued. The point is, I sent my parents a postcard.
Yes, a picture postcard, we used to call them.
And I beat it home. You know, I got home, and 4 days later, the postcard arrived. I was like, well, there it is. And I could have just brought it to them, you know. And they were like, well, it's the thought that counts.
I think I told you this too. Between junior and senior year of high school, I had saved up some money because I was working, and I was going to either buy a car or buy or take a trip to Europe, which kind of popped up. Our French teacher said, "Hey, we're going to Europe for 3 weeks," and I said, "No brainer,
right? Do it."
So 1 week England, 2 weeks France.
Fantastic,
changed my life.
Yes,
and so that's what I used the money for. And so we were gone 3 weeks, and I was, you know, we're all 17 years old at that point, and some of them were 16. And everybody else on the trip would send postcards every single day. Some of them would call long distance from phone booths on the streets of London.
Wow.
The streets of Paris. I never sent a single
phone. You didn't do anything. You just stayed on
I got
trip.
Home, and one of my parents said, postcard would have been nice.
Yeah, right. Just a note.
Because that's how they communicated with their family when they traveled.
Would have liked to have.
How about a postcard?
A little something.
Nothing?
You didn't call or anything. You just gone.
No.
3 weeks just
no,
gone.
I was enjoying life.
Yeah. Now, of course, it's completely different. You can text and all that stuff all the time.
But it's not the same as getting a postcard from.
Oh, I agree. No, you know, not at all.
With your handwriting on.
Oh, totally. Yeah, now. But it to keep up with you, just to know where you are.
Yeah.
Now I keep up with them all the time, no matter where they are. Good story here. High school football game in Alabama. A referee named Lou Murphy is being hailed as a hero. He saved a fellow official's life. That guy's name is Joey Shelnut. He collapsed on the field while spotting the ball. He ran out with the ball to spot it. His first game of the season. He went down with a cardiac event.
Mm.
Lou Murphy performed CPR. He resuscitated Shelnut twice. Lost his pulse twice. This is the victim, not the hero, and he's now recovered after 10 days in the hospital.
I remember spotting the ball, and I came up, and I thought that I may have came up too fast. I felt a little woozy. Lightheaded for, you know, 3 to 4 seconds, but it went away. And then after that, I don't remember anything. They say I collapsed on the field, and I mean, they said I had died twice.
Died twice, and his fellow referee knew CPR and did it. Thank goodness he knew it, you know. He's not required or anything. By the way, the hero, his real job, his full-time job, is working as a clerk at Walmart. He does high school football on the side to earn a little extra money. His bosses at Walmart say they're hoping to do something for him for his heroic act, but they hadn't figured anything out yet.
What a commitment.
That's Walmart for you.
Yeah.
They want to do a little something, you know.
Can you take anything you want from Home and Garden or Sporting Goods?
I feel like something. Don't you think? Yeah. Give him a little something there.
Well, you know, I hate to bring it up, but not far from where we're sitting, right across the table from Chris Kelly, is your CPR kit.
Yes.
How confident would you feel? You took the training 3 years ago, too?
Yeah.
I think it was 3 years ago. Yeah, it's been a while now. And
it was company-wide, which was nice.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure I did it because, you know, we're around high-risk individuals sometimes.
Who?
Well, nobody wants to name names.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say. But unfortunately, the longer you're away from something, the less I remember it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's update your health.
No, you're blowing on the wrong end.
That's
My God, what are you doing to them?
When you're away from it, you know, you don't remember. Big E has worked now 19 days in a row without an incident. And tomorrow's going to be a big day. You can be up to 20 days in a row if you make it that far.
I don't want to curse it because it's also will have accomplished a goal.
August.
The entire month of August.
A clean month.
And you get a little 3-day weekend coming up, too. That's 19 consecutive days. That's brought to you by AmericanLeakDetection.com. American Leak Detection will find a leak and fix it fast around your home. We were worried it was touch and go on Tuesday of this week. He had to drag his dead leg in here. Monday or Tuesday.
We got an emergency text.
Yes.
And that's not a good sign.
But he made it. He's in here. And that's 19 days in a row. Rockies lost last night. They're still stuck at 39 wins.
Yeah.
So Big E is his longest streak this year is 33. We're hoping it beats the Rockies' win total. An update and a bad story. You won't remember the name, but you'll remember what he did. We covered it. Ryan Borgwart from Wisconsin. He's 45. He's been sentenced now after last summer faking his own death using a bicycle to ride his bike to the airport and sneak off with a mistress he had in Uzbekistan. Do you remember that?
Didn't he like kayak across a lake and flip a kayak over?
He flipped his kayak.
Then rode a bike all night and hopped on a train.
That's right. He staged a kayaking accident, ditched the boat, rode 70 miles on an e-bike, went through Detroit, Toronto, Paris, and then Asia to cover his tracks, and wound up in the country of Georgia, where he met his Uzbekistanian mistress and wound up having an affair with her for many days before his wife and the authorities figured out what happened.
But he voluntarily came home, correct?
He did. He had taken.
I don't think we extradite to Uzbekistan.
No, no. He took out a $375,000 life insurance policy, got a new passport, and reversed his new vasectomy because he wanted to start a completely new family in Uzbekistan.
Do you think he got catfished? Like when he got to Uzbekistan, because we've seen these stories many, many times,
mm-hmm.
that the picture you think, the person you think you're talking to looks like this.
Yes.
But now I feel like the catfish doesn't happen as much now
mm-hmm.
because you can FaceTime.
Oh, yeah, but if people are persuasive, like, you know, if you're in Uzbekistan, you can say, we don't have the technology.
Right. Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but
I can only email you.
I'd be real suspicious then.
There was a guy today on the news. He's an actor on General Hospital. And
that's my story.
That's your story. And somebody had faked him on AI. I mean, it was completely fake and made videos of him. I mean, it looked real enough.
Like trying to swindle.
Yeah.
People.
And he messaged and FaceTimed an older woman who wound up giving the fake $80,000. $80,000. And he was really, really upset. He's like, and he put a video out now saying, believe me, promise, I will never ask for money. If it's a video from me, it's not actually me. And they were asking the experts, they said, well, how long would it take somebody to make a video of someone they'd never met like this to be convincing enough that someone might give money? And they said 15 minutes. It's all it needs to clone your voice, especially an actor or somebody
who's on TV every day.
Exactly. To clone your voice and create an image that moves, it takes 15 minutes. So the reporter said, here's where I had an issue. The reporter said, so no effort at all. And the woman, the expert said, no effort at all. And I turned to Christine and I said, no, wait a minute now.
That's glib.
You know, it's 15 minutes. It's 15 minutes of effort. Okay.
Yeah.
I know.
Anybody on this floor do it in 15 minutes? No.
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 But maybe. I mean. Maybe one of the guys in the basement.
You know, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Larry could do it.
Larry could probably pull it off.
Yeah.
But it's effort. It's 15 minutes of effort is what I'm saying.
Have you seen this controversy with Will Smith and AI? It's pretty funny.
What did he do?
So he put out some type of video,
mm-hmm.
which was supposed to be, I guess, at his concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's people holding up signs like crying. Mm-hmm. We love you, Will.
Yeah.
You take us to Bel Air, Will. Oh, and it's people just, you know, emotional.
Yeah.
But it's AI.
It's not
clearly,
even real.
It's clearly
not even real.
At one point, somebody's frozen it. The faces start to melt.
Oh, no.
And it's so cheesy and so over the top that people are like, this is not real.
Are you saying Will Smith is responsible for this? Or he just...
Somebody with him put this out, though. Like, he put it out. Like, this was...
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they're like, Will Smith is accused of using fake AI crowds because the whole thing is nobody knew this. He put out an album this year.
Yeah.
Totally flopped. Yeah. I mean, didn't do anything.
That I recall.
And in fact, he's tried to have, like, concerts that nobody's attending.
He's persona non grata since the slap.
That's the name of his new single.
Persona non grata.
And the music is not good.
I told you he would be. I told you. Nobody's given him the time of the day since he slapped Chris Rock. It was completely uncalled for. He looks like the bad guy, and I haven't seen hide nor hair of him since. Except for he's out with this music that doesn't do anything.
No, it's not doing anything. So then they put out this AI video, and people immediately were like, bro, this is fake.
It's fake.
Oh, yeah. Bro.
It makes it even worse.
Even
look.
The signs are so over the top and cheesy.
It's a worse
and
look.
And crying. Nobody's crying when they see Will Smith perform music. No.
No kidding. By the way, back to this guy in Wisconsin. He has finally, his case has now been adjudicated. When they caught him, they charged him with obstruction. He did come home voluntarily to try to mend fences with his wife of 22 years.
Hey.
Awkward.
I got you a postcard in Uzbekistan. You know what, honey? I think you'd really like it.
Have you seen my bike?
They have, you know, remember how you were saying you want to go to the mountains? Well, they have mountains.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Oopsie.
She filed for divorce, as you can imagine. So they're now divorced. Listen to this. His lawyer got a plea deal that he would do 45 days in jail because of all he put the authorities through, because they spent a lot of money looking for him. You know, they only thought he died.
He didn't break the law leaving the country, right? But he did.
It was an insurance issue.
Insurance fraud.
Okay. Yeah, and they what did they charge him with? Just obstruction of justice because
false report. Maybe.
False report. Yeah. So he made a deal for 45 days in jail, and the judge rejected that and said that's not enough. He wouldn't accept it, which is rare, I think, for a judge. So the judge instead sentenced him to 89 days, which was one day for every day his family thought he was dead. They didn't find out for 89 days. And they made him pay $30,000 in restitution because that's what the police spent looking for his body and cleaning up the mess he had left behind. Mm. How about that? That's finally put to bed over a year later. That was 13 months ago that he faked his own death.
Quite a story.
That must have been some... Must have been a good woman in Uzbekistan, you know?
I think as soon as he got there, he thought, I have made a terrible mistake.
Remember, he got there, and Biggie said, oh, yeah, I spent a week with her. You're like, God, you're just as bad as the old wife.
Yeah. Yeah, because now she's like, I got you. I got you're here.
Yeah.
I threw it all away for this.
Yeah, exactly. that
help clean kitchen.
That was.
No.